this week is a special week for myself and for my family in that we celebrate this Shabbat Parshat Bo, the Bar Mitzvah of our son Yaakov Yechiel. And I have to say that my hope is that the entire learning that my son or our son Yaakov did for the sake of his Bar Mitzvah, both for the Parsha, to learn to lay the Parsha, his speech, the learning, the Siyum that he will do, in honor of his Bar Mitzvah, I'm hoping and praying that it certainly was a learning experience for him. I'm not sure if it was the full, meaningful learning experience that I would have wanted it to be, in his sake, but one thing I do know is it certainly was a wholesome learning experience for me. And I received a greater appreciation of what exactly the purpose of a Bar Mitzvah is supposed to be. At first glance, it seems unfair to the child to bear the burden of such an awesome responsibility, not only in terms of the banner that he will carry with him into the future, but even at this young age of 13, the responsibility of laning for an entire synagogue, a shul, a Beit Knesset, speaking in front of multitudes of people of whom most he has no idea who they are, and certainly having to assume the responsibility of adulthood and behaving maturely, sophisticated, in front of the guests who attend the Bar Mitzvah. And while at first glance I would say it's rather strange to place this responsibility on a 13-year-old, I would entertain that perhaps the Torah would have recommended, were it still being written today, that the concept of Bar Mitzvah, the rite of passage, would have been more appropriate today at the age of 25. Even the age of 25 would have me wonder whether or not certain 25-year-olds were mature enough to assume this responsibility. And so it is very difficult to fathom and fully appreciate what this idea of the Bar Mitzvah is. And yet there is much perspective with regards to the concept of the Bar Mitzvah. Much of this perspective is revealed in this week's Parsha. And strangely enough, the Torah has a very clear directive. In Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chet, the Torah tells us a pasuk that all of us are familiar with. V'higareta lebincha b'yom ahu leimor, ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim. The Torah explicitly tells us what would appear to be a tzivui, a commandment. V'higareta lebincha, say over to your son, on this day and this concept, for this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, presumably instructing the parent to clarify and to elaborate upon the story of the deliverance of Klal Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim, from their enslavement there. But one of the things that is rather difficult in terms of the vernacular used in this particular pasuk is the opening word, V'higareta, and you should tell, loosely translated. But how exactly does one fulfill this mitzvah? And, even more troubling, how do we qualify the emphasis of the Torah in the usage of vihigadita, which means lehagid? The Torah could have easily used more popular terms, such as ve'amalta libincha, ve'darashta libincha, ve'dibarta libincha, like it says, ve'dibarta bam, ve'shinantam levanecha. Why vihigadita libincha? What is this concept of lehagid, of Haggadah? Let me refer for a moment to the ensuing parashiyot, Parshat Yitro, in Perek Yudtet, Pasuk Gimel. Prior to Matan Torah, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the Aseret HaDibrot to Moshe to pass on to Am Yisrael, the Torah says, U'Moshe ala el ha'elokim, v'yikra elav Hashem min ahar leimor. The first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently says to Moshe, when he ascends the mountain to receive the Torah, he says as follows, Kol tomar lebeit Yaakov, v'tageid l'vnei Yisrael. Again, here the Torah uses the word v'tageid, having come from the concept of Haggadah, l'hagid. Why is this? Prior to the transmission of the Torah itself, the Torah chooses to use that usage, that vernacular of v'tageid, Haggadah. The Netziv Mevilojin, in his Perush HaMekdavar, says as follows, and I quote you verbatim, V'tageid lebnei Yisrael, Haggadah, when we use this Lashon of Haggadah, Bekol Makom Mashma'o, it comes to tell us its deeper meaning and understanding is, Tamtzit Hadavar Behemshech, Levad Hanir'e Mipshuto. Tamtzit Hadavar, Tamtzit means to be juiced or squeezed out. The concept of Haggadah, according to the Netziv Mevilojin, is the idea of not only that which appears to be simply understood, not only that which plainly stares us in the face, but it has implications in terms of interpretation. What is being squeezed out? What is being, in other words, processed? Referring to incorporating, understanding, and appreciating the deeper meaning of what the words are telling us. And I'd like to entertain that perhaps the Netziv is telling us an additional insight. And that is, not only that you are to understand the words themselves in terms of their deeper meaning, but understand the message, the depth of the message, in terms of facilitating a future, in terms of incorporating these words, not only for what they have to say to you today at the present moment, but tamtzit hadavar, what is being squeezed and processed for the sake of what the message is in terms of the future. In other words, the concept of Haggadah, vayaged, is used to emphasize a traditional foundation, the idea of masoret or masorah, to transmit, to process, to squeeze, and to ensure that this message of the words in the Torah are clearly stated, not only for the sake of now, but for the sake of then and beyond. And interestingly enough, the Ha'amek Davar, the Netziv, says similarly on our Pasuk in Parshat Bo, V'higadeta lebincha, says the Netziv, V'higadeta lakach ha'emuna balev. Take this faith, the belief, the comprehensiveness of the message of Lehagid, and incorporate it into your heart. How does a Jewish person incorporate concepts into his heart? By ensuring that these ideas are taught to one's children, to one's grandchildren. It connotes and emphasizes implanting firm institutions, not only for the current day, but for the sake of the future, in perpetuating a legacy of descent, family, and of inheritance. In fact, interestingly enough, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal was quoted with regards to V'higadeta lebincha. In one of the Svarim he writes as follows, U'mikivan shemitzvat V'higadeta lebincha, because this particular mitzvah, He hayesod lemesoret haTorah, is the absolute basis and foundation upon which rests the mesoret, traditional transmission of the Torah. Mimele, from here we learn, iefshar lekayei mitzvah ze al yedei sheliach. This mitzvah of Higadeta lebincha, because it is associated with a transmission to future generations for basics, cannot be fulfilled by a father through a messenger. Rakaav be'atzmo yachol lehorisha lebanav. Only the Father himself is responsible, accountable, and can ultimately fulfill this particular mitzvah by himself and not through a messenger. Why? Because when it comes to the gross core essentials to necessitate the sake of a future, that has to be done by the father himself. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that a father can hire a shaliach, a messenger, someone to teach his son Torah if he is unable to do so himself. However, the Torah is emphasizing to us as well that there are basics, foundations of teaching, education, morals, and values that a father cannot hire a shaliach to do, but rather he is expected and absolutely must do so himself with regards to his children. Why? Because it enables him to create a rapport, a relationship with his son, which will eventually develop and evolve into a wholesome transmission to future generations. When I was a Rav in the United States in the Midwest, I saw that the entire concept of a bar mitzvah, while we call it adulthood and rite of passage, was literally interpreted and understood as such. The child, the bar mitzvah boy, would arrive in the shul, having never seen him before, 10 months prior to his bar mitzvah. And he'd come in on a weekly basis, disciplined, sitting, learning, studying his parsha, so that he can have the license of the rite of passage, so that he can perform on that one Shabbat in front of his family, in the shul, in front of the congregation. But what was amazing, the Shabbat would come around, perhaps it was the first time a few months prior that I as the rabbi ever saw the child in the synagogue. Perhaps it was even the first time that I would ever have met or seen the parents in the synagogue. But of course for the bar mitzvah day they would show up. And of course I would get up and give a drasha, a sermon that would talk about the tremendous sacrifice that the parents and the family makes for the sake of their son. The tremendous attitude that they have for furthering Judaism. And then, of course, the punchline. And now I say to the bar mitzvah boy how important it is for him to realize that this is not merely a once event of a lifetime. The bar mitzvah represents the transmission. What will you take with you? How will you continue and further your allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah from which you read an hour ago? But sure enough, unfailingly we would see the next week would come around and you wouldn't see the child. He's no longer there. As a matter of fact, the next weeks and months would come around and the child was no longer in attendance of the shul. Let alone the child, even the parents and the family. You'd never see them again until the next Yom Kippur would roll around. This truly, if this is what is to be understood as a bar mitzvah, then yes, that type of burden, that type of misconstrued implication is unfair to a 13-year-old child. It's unfair because it is not in the confines of halacha and appreciation of Judaism. It is wrong to see a bar mitzvah as conclusive evidence that a child has evolved into a man. No. The bar mitzvah represents inclusive evidence. It testifies to the fact that the child now has license to further pursue and appreciate and enhance his rapport and relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevyachol and the Torah itself. And I have to say, from my own personal experience, I decided that I would teach my son how to lean from the Torah. After all, my son would be leaning in this week's Parshat Bo, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, his Bar Mitzvah Parsha, of course, and our other son, our younger son, Yisrael, his same Bar Mitzvah Parsha of Parshat Bo. And I have to be honest, there were times when I would teach my son the parsha that it became extremely frustrating. But all in all, if I'm going to be honest, I have to say that it was a wonderful bonding experience. And ingrained inside of me, that in each of us we have the potential to understand and appreciate the importance of furthering our connection to Torah. If the bar mitzvah is viewed as such, then no, it is not unfair to a 13-year-old child to appreciate and begin to embark upon this mission. In short, the bar mitzvah is meant to reveal to us a greater understanding of v'higadeta libincha, lehagid, emuna b'lev, to incorporate and begin upon the mission of inculcating emunah, faith in Hashem in our hearts, and wholesomeness in our actions. And therefore, when the father gets up and makes the bracha, Baruch shiptarani me'onasho shel hazeh, when he says that, why is he making a bracha? Obviously, the father is not making a bracha that I am now relieved because I am rid of parental achrayot, parental obligations and responsibility. Certainly not. Just the opposite. The expression of Baruch Shiptarani is gratitude that I have now experienced seeing my child leave to a certain extent the aspect of childhood. And now, Baruch Hashem, I can embrace not only a child, but a chavruta, a partner with whom I can share this mission of enhancing the master plan of instilling a Mesorah. May we only know of smachot in the future, and may we completely understand and appreciate what those smachot have to say to us for the sake of the future of Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.